Well, while Sally's just having her own adventures ramp up, which we'll be taking a look at in a few issues, we're going to be looking at an issue that's actually semi-serious. Just look at this cover. Apart from the one humorous line near the bottom, this is actually a pretty menacing cover, certainly a far cry from the humor and cartoonish nature of the past issues, even though it still features an anthropomorphic blue hedgehog prominently on the cover. The main story of this issue is Three Phases of Eve, and it's a refreshing shakeup, believe it or not. The story begins with Robotnik actually happy to see Sonic destroying his forces, as it turns out he's been collecting raw data on the hedgehog for quite a while now, taking in as much data as he could on him, analyzing every aspect of him. He plans to input all this data into a new type of robot he invented, known as Exceptionally Versatile Evolvanoids, otherwise known as Eve, made out of component parts that are apparently indestructible and also have the ability to learn and adapt to any situation. And the robot immediately proves itself more capable than the average SWAT bot, attacking Sonic from underneath and immediately grabbing him by the leg. While it does make the mistake of letting go of Sonic, that doesn't really matter much, because even after Sonic crushes her under a fallen tree, she goes all T-1000 and takes on a new form, a giant wasp, and starts the chase anew. During all of this, Robotnik also lets us in on the fact that he not only used Sonic's data during the creation of Eve, but also genetic material from himself and Sonic. No, not that kind, this is a kid's comic after all. He did this so that the robot would gain Sonic's resourcefulness, but Robotnik's malice and intelligence. Sonic manages to shake Eve a second time by pulling a classic Looney Tunes move and having her slam herself into a cliff face as she pursues him. The two witness the robot changing, and Sonic decides to go straight to Robotnik to try and get him to call off the attack, but Eve pursues, this time in the form of a giant cobra. While Robotnik monologues to Sonic about how evil and smart he is, Sonic does manage to tie up the giant snake, but then Eve begins her next transformation, what Robotnik calls her final transformation. And she turns into this. Robot to bee to snake to Cthulhuanoid. Makes sense to me. Much to their shock, Eve begins speaking as well, stating that she was made to surpass her limitations.
And my single greatest limitation is you, Dr. Robotnik.
What a twist!
Eve begins to toss Robotnik around, easily waving aside all of his attempts to stop her as she states that while Robotnik might have created her, what she was really given when Sonic's genes were introduced to her was the ability to think for herself, to have free will. One would think that the ability to adapt and change to any situation would already imply some degree of analysis and free thinking, but hey, I'll buy it. And then she vaporizes Robotnik. Yeah, just like that. Even Sonic and Tails can't believe it. As a kid, I remember not knowing what to think at this point. Up till now, any sort of heavy injuries inflicted on most characters were played for laughs, and to have the main villain killed off like that sort of blew my mind. Admittedly, there was some nice build-up to it as Eve monologues and Robotnik tries his best to stop her, but still it was a bit of a shock to young, naive me. And I say naive because this was one of the first comics that I read regularly growing up, and I had yet to discover that death in comics is, at most, a minor inconvenience. With Robotnik gone, Eve turns on Sonic to carry out her programming and destroy him. However, Sonic proves once again that he's also a fast thinker by pointing out to her that Robotnik's gone and she has the ability to adapt, learn, and change, which means going beyond her programming. She's quick to adopt this new philosophy and leaves, quite happy to be her. She flies off into space where I'm sure she'll never bother anyone again. Back on Earth, Tails asks the logical question, with their main adversary dead, what exactly are they supposed to do now? Before it can be answered, though, Snively snarls at them to just get out of the lair, and is seen to be having a bit of a crisis, as he's so used to being told what to do, he just doesn't know what to do with himself now that Robotnik's gone. But as Sonic and Tails start heading back to Knothole to spread the news, Sonic mentions that they might not have seen the last of Dr. R, and we see Robotnik's visage looming over them in the distance, and I will proceed to ruin this perfectly ominous visage by doing this.
This is CNN.
Wait, Mushu!
CNN.
One of my tongues! Mushu!
And that's it. Once again, no backup story here, but it's not like we need one. This is a very well-written story, and while the resolution does feel a bit too neat, I do like the way it progresses, and it shows that the stakes of the comic are being raised, and they're starting to push their limits, as shown by the fact that they quote-unquote killed off the main villain. Though it should be noted that Eve merely said he had been removed, not destroyed or anything like that. Eve herself, unfortunately, doesn't gain much character, and only really shows something resembling a basic personality during the end of the story, which does take away the impact of the whole I am free part of the story it's supposed to have. Come to think of it, this sort of story is a recurring one in different Sonic media in one form or another. You have Emerald in Sonic Battle, Gamma's story in Sonic Adventure, and for the five or so of you who have actually watched it, there was an episode of Sonic Underground that had beat for beat the same story, just with some difference in character and setting. And a song. The song's important.
Wake up! What's going down? That's the sound of freedom! Check out this thing we found! That's the sound of freedom! We have battled with our backs to...
None of the above examples were handled brilliantly, and admittedly they came out after this comic did, but one thing that they benefited from was that the learning, adapting robot in question developed a personality early on, and it was expanded upon, whereas Eve's personality just appears, which makes the resolution feel a little forced. That doesn't detract from the overall enjoyment of this issue, however. This is an issue that lets us know that things are really starting to change for the book, obviously, and the action is a good indicator of that. None of the usual amusing injuries are present here. Every impact and attack is treated seriously this time around, with the one exception probably being when Eve throws Robotnik into a wall. Even so, it's still portrayed as, rather realistically, a painful experience, and leaves on a big cliffhanger for the next issue. It's not perfect, but it's a great indicator that the times have well and fully changed. While we're not totally out of the humorous zone, it's definitely more on the serious scale now. And of course, judging by the cover of our next issue, I'm pretty sure you can tell what's going to happen. See you next time, everybody!